helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel. Do you ever wake up thinking the world has gone mad? I know things change over time, but really, how can you look at what's going on and not think a significant portion of the population has gone crazy? You have supposedly intelligent people who can't or won't tell you what a woman is. You have parents fighting with teachers and school administrators about who has the right to abuse their children. Not to mention the decades of people thinking that being for life is a bad thing. It's enough to make you think up you woke up in a bad sci-fi movie. As Rudyard Kipling said, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Maybe if we can keep our heads in all of this insanity, there's hope for us yet. Well, hello there, everyday Americans. Paul Engel here with the Constitution Study. Yes, this is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. We are working hard to restore the Constitution to its rightful owners, we the people of the United States, so that we can learn to keep our head when all around us is losing theirs. And yes, maybe, just maybe, we will grow up to be men and women, people who can make the intelligent decisions. Because I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot of intelligence. I should say there's a lot of examples of a lack of intelligence. Let's start here. We'll start in Kansas today. The Attorney General of Kansas is suing the governor to block people from updating sex on their driver's license. Now, take a look at your driver. Pull it out. Take a look at it. You notice it doesn't say gender. It says sex. Sex is a biological, physiological thing. It's not assigned at birth. I'm sorry. No, it is inherited at conception. It's basic biology. So when I look at the Attorney General, Kris Kobach, and she is now suing the governor because the governor wants the state agencies to allow people to change their driver's license because they don't feel like a boy or a girl anymore. You know, when I was young, there was a joke going around. See, there were two babies in a nursery in a hospital, and one baby looked over and said, "Hey, are you a boy baby or a girl baby?" And the other one said, "I'm a girl baby." "What are you? Are you a boy baby or a girl baby?" First says, "I'm a boy baby." The girl baby says, "Well, how do you know?" Boy baby rips the blanket off and says, "See, blue booties." It was funny because of how ridiculous it was. A child's sex is not determined by the color of booties or hats or whatever the hospital puts on them. It's a biological fact. But here you have the state of Kansas, at least the governor of the state of Kansas, that wants people to be able to lie on state identification documents. Yeah, lie. Because if you're male and you say you're a female, well, that's lying on an official document, is it not? Now, as I understand it, there is a law in Kansas that makes that illegal. It's illegal to try and change the sex on your driver's license, at least according to the Associated Press. So here you have an attorney general having to sue the governor of their own state for trying to break the law because she thinks people can't tell the difference between men and women, male and female. Is anybody else kind of like looking at this going, what? Oh, it gets even a little more interesting. So remember I said it's a law. The governor originally vetoed the then bill, which was overridden by the state legislature. So the state of Kansas, the legislature passed a law that says you cannot change the sex on your driver's license or at least except under certain conditions, right? The state documents sex should refer to the individual sex at birth, period, according to this bill. Well, the governor vetoed the bill. Well, the legislature overrode the veto, meaning this bill is now law, but apparently the governor of Kansas doesn't really care and wants members of her executive departments to simply ignore the law because it's politically inconvenient. It's certainly not logically inconvenient, but that's kind of the state of where we are today. Let's go from Kansas to Oklahoma, where something happened I thought would never actually ever have to happen. See, Governor Kevin Stitt, he is the governor of Oklahoma, became the first governor in the United States to issue an executive order defining what constitutes a biological male and female in a state. Really? We've become so detached from reality. Well, I guess we have. How many people was it? Ketanji Brown Jackson, when being, interviewed, when in a hearing considering her nomination for the Supreme Court, refused to define what a woman is? We all know what a woman is. You know what a woman is. I know what a woman is. But she wouldn't say what a woman is because we've gone back guano crazy. I mean, it's just, as a people, we have lost our ever-loving minds. And now a governor has to issue an executive order because apparently what was so obvious in the 1970s and 80s that it became a joke is now not understood in many parts of our government and our society today. Now, the other interesting thing is he said in a press release, "I am taking decisive executive action to ensure the true definition of the word woman, meaning a biological woman, is what guides the state as we reaffirm our commitment to ensure the safety, dignity, and sanctity of women across Oklahoma." See, now I find this an interesting point because when I was growing up, right, it was all about women's rights women weren't just a sex object. They were people. They had meaning. They had dignity. And now we can't even tell people what a woman is because some weird, I don't know, mental defect has washed through this nation. Actually, what I think it is that a very small percentage of the people are confused. Some of them are probably just using this for political ends. And let's face it, as a people, America is not the land of the free, of the brave. They're not the home of the brave anymore. We're not. We're afraid to offend people. Now, listen, I'm not saying we should go out of our way to offend people. But when you're afraid to tell the truth because somebody might get upset, we're not brave. That's cowardly. No, you want to hear what brave is? Brave is an Eau Claire, Wisconsin mother who's had enough. See, the Eau Claire area, Wisconsin school district has a script that was read to students about a teacher's upcoming gender transition, and the school district is now actively trying to keep this script a secret. And one mom has had enough. So back in early June, students in the elementary, middle, and high school classrooms were read a statement informing them that the orchestra teacher, Jacob Puccio, he would be going, quote-unquote, gender transition surgery. By the way, that's a lie. It doesn't change his gender. It's plastic surgery. It's mutilation. But okay, they were read a statement. Furthermore, apparently that there were some middle school students were required to discuss Mr. Puccio's moves with the district's diversity, equity, and inclusion director. Why in heaven's name does a school district need a DEI director? Because we've lost our ever-loving minds. Now, this one mother, Aaliyah Buckman, she has a child in the elementary school, she has twins in the middle school, and a teen in the high school. Well, she learned about the middle school discussion and the scripted announcements from her kids. Hey, I love it. Kids went home and told mom what happened at school that day. I remember when I was a kid, every day I'd come home from school. And mother, what? How was school today? Well, gee, mom, they told us that our orchestra teacher is getting his tallywhacker whacked off. Never happened in my school. So the mom asked the district, who said, by the way, that the district never asked for parental consent and never notified the parents that this discussion was going to happen. So this mom, Ms. Buckman, contacted the school and requested a copy of the script, but then the school denied her. So she filed an open record request and again was denied. Seems to me like the school district is pushing parents out and having secrets with my children, according to Ms. Buckman. She said, that's wrong. Oh, I agree, that's wrong, but that's the state of schools today. That's the state of so much of our society today, that the school districts think they know better than the parents what the children need, and they're more than happy to hide this type of information from the parents. So let's back up and look at what we're talking about so far. We have a governor ignoring the law. That's not that outrageous. A governor that can't tell the difference between male and female, that needs a law to tell them that you can't simply change your driver's license or other state documents because you have a mental issue. By the way, documents that are often used as identification. That just seems wrong. To have a governor that it feels the need to legally define a male and female in order to protect the rights of women in a state, there's something, things have gone crazy. And now the idea that a school district, not only that, okay, you're going to have a guy in school that's, we're just saying rearranging body parts. Hey, if he wants to rearrange body parts, he's an adult. That's fine. What I want to know is, what were the students told? And the school is hiding that information. I believe that, I don't know if that's even legal. It certainly is not moral. But what do you expect in a mad world? A world where right is wrong and up is down and boys are girls and all of this craziness. Things that never would have occurred to us in our childhood. Never would have occurred to us through thousands of years of history. And suddenly, in just a few years, it's gone from this fringe, wacky, strange, what is wrong with you idea to front and center, to the, in many cases, the core of our education system, where you have school districts telling students something that and hiding it from the parents. I used to remember when school districts begged the parents to be involved. Now, they're doing everything they can to keep them out. Sounds like a mad, 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 mad world to me. It sounds like a lot of people, well, they're losing their minds. The question is, can we hold on to ours? It's one of the reasons why I do my best to not fall into the pronoun trap. Listen, if a dude wants to, thinks he's a girl, fine. But I'm sorry, if it's obvious it's a dude, I'm using the proper English pronouns. I'm not falling into the madness that just because some guy says he's a girl, I should call him she. Or even worse, they. They is a plural pronoun. You do not use they or them in an individual. And all the other nonsense is just made up twaddle. I mean, it's just stupid nonsense. And I'm just not going to play. See, I'm going to keep my head when all about us are going crazy. And I'm hoping that you are as well. Because sooner or later, I hope this nonsense has to fall apart from its own stupidity. I don't know. We'll have to see. That's something we'll find out as time goes on. But what I have to tell you now is it's time for me to take a break. Now, I hope you'll take some time and head over to the website constitutionstudy.com. Maybe sign up for a mailing list. Hey, ask a question. Just hit the ask a question button. I'm looking for more questions to answer here in the radio program. So just when you fill out the form, check that box that says answer on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I will be more than happy to. You can also check out the Patriots program. It's been a bit delayed. Things have been a little crazy around here, and I haven't gotten, you know, I've been delayed in editing the video. It's pretty close. I should have it ready soon for announcement and make it available on the website. But you can find out more about the Patriots program. Maybe a system that'll help you keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs. And you can find it all right there at the website, constitutionstudy.com. Now listen, if all this madness is running through your head and you're having a hard time falling asleep, well, I have something that might help. Help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, so you can wake up refreshed. It's Healthy Cells REM Sleep Supplement. It is the only sleep supplement designed to support all four stages of sleep. And as an America Out Loud listener, you can get 25% off your first order. Want to find out how? Go to AmericaOutloud.shop, look for the Healthy Cell card, all the instructions are there. Basically, you go to the website, HealthyCell.com, you use the code OUTLOUD at checkout, and they give you 25% off your first order. Easy peasy. So please, go to HealthyCell.com, try REM Sleep, try any of their great products. We use several of them here in the Engel family. But make sure you use that code OUTLOUD at checkout. It lets them know that you listen to America Out Loud, and as a thank you, you get 25% off your first order.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body. And now they found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
For 25 years, Global Healing has proudly produced the highest quality supplements and cleansing programs that are rooted in nature and backed by science. Get 15% off all of our products using code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
How can you improve your odds of staying healthy? The answer is stay healthy with Cofix RX. Who's got time for a cold, strep, a flu, HRV, RSV, or COVID anyhow? Cofix has some great news. Besides being featured as a top 5 product in the drugstore news, we completed the protocol that you've heard Dr. McCullough talk about. Cofix RX is already famous for a powerful virus-hostile nasal solution, and now we have a throat spray too. Crush those nasty germs before they become a problem. With known antiviral support ingredients like povidone iodine, xylitol, and vitamin D3, you can feel a little safer. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order, you'll receive 25% off the entire purchase. Just click the Cofix RX banner on the America Out Loud website or store. Be sure to use promo code OUTLOUD25 at checkout. Don't forget, OUTLOUD25 at checkout.
Welcome back, everyday Americans, to rejoin the Constitution Study. And today, where it's all about, it's a mad, 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 mad world. Or as Charlton Heston put it in The Planet of the Apes,
it's a madhouse! a madhouse!
And that certainly seems to describe us today. It's a madhouse that we live in, and we're trying to keep our heads while all those around us are losing theirs. And that's what we're talking about today. So he talked a bit about states that, you know, are confused about men and women and telling the difference. And we even talked about one school that, well, not only told their student, well, they told their students about a teacher that was going through some cosmetic surgery, but they refused to tell the parents, or at least the parent that asked, what their children were actually told. They wanted the script, the announcement was made, and they refused to tell them. Well, that's not all. Now, there's been a lot of controversy lately about school districts and whether or not school districts tell parents about how they're treating their children and whether or not they're socially transitioning them and all that stuff. And of course, this has happened. There's a lot of angst going on in California, and apparently, the Chino Valley Unified School Board voted to notify parents of a child that wants to change their quote unquote gender identity. What they refer to as gender-affirming care, it's actually gender-denying care. Now, this is actually good news. You say, Paul, how's that a madhouse? You mean if you know, the school board, if members, someone in school, there's a student that wants to that thinks they want to change their gender identity, they're actually going to notify the parents? Well, that's not where the craziness comes in. See, the craziness comes in when Rebecca Morgan was arrested about a week or so ago, because she's accused of threatening several members of the school board because they decided to approve a policy that would require educators to notify parents that their child wants to change their gender identity. She threatened them with violence, according to the claims. See, after the vote in July, board president Sonia Shaw and vice president Jonathan Monroe, they began receiving threats by a phone call. And the school district and the Chino Police Department, well, they increased security protection for President Shaw. Things at the school board's meeting started getting pretty tense, and there was fights. In June, three people were arrested after fights broke out in the middle of one California school board meeting, and two were arrested for trespassing after refusing to leave a school in Virginia. So there's been a lot of tension in the schools. So there's a reason why the Chino Police Department moved on this. Now, as of my knowledge, the Chino Police haven't released details, but they apparently did arrest Ms. Morgan on suspicion that she was threatening several members of the school board because a board said that a parent should be notified if the child wants to transition. That's right. You have, I don't know if she's a mother or not, but you have this woman that is angry enough to get violent for letting the parents know what's going on in the kid's head. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that one. You may agree with these transitions, you may disagree with these transitions, but apparently Rebecca Morgan thinks that the parents have no say. They should not be notified of the child's desire, expressed desire. Anybody else think it's a madhouse? Anything else thinks things are a little crazy out there? How about this? I remember my in-laws, they were of the age that you trusted the doctor. Whatever the doctor said, you trusted, because they'd gone to school, they knew things, and you know, you listened to your doctor. I don't know if I would listen to my doctors anymore. When the American Academy of Pediatrics not simply support, they reaffirm their support for providing children with transgender hormones and surgeries, this gender-denying care. Now, here's what's interesting. So they were announcing a review of medical research on life-altering treatments. Isn't the hormones and the surgeries and that stuff, isn't that life-altering treatment? You're talking about permanently messing with a person's future, issues about fertility, issues about just the functioning body parts, the damage done to someone who has a mental issue. And they say, "Oh no, we're all good with, you know, cross-sex hormones. Of course, we have no data as to the long-term impact of giving these hormones to children and young adults. We've got no data that proves it, that it actually has better psychological outcomes, but we're all ahead with going ahead and promoting this nonsense." Even the medical industry seems to have gone mad. They've lost their minds. What is it about the question, once we involve sex, people lose their minds? Or is it just that they're just afraid to say no? Could it be that they're just terrified? The school districts, I mean, imagine if you're on a school board and you're hearing about threats and fights breaking out. Are we being intimidated? Is it we're just too cowardly to stand up for what is right and true and good in this world? Has good truly become bad? Has the idea of a parent being involved in their child's medical care now considered a bad thing rather than a good thing? The idea of a parent being involved in their education, is that now a bad thing? Not a good thing? The idea that, yes, there is a concrete definition of male and female, man and woman. Is that now blasé? Are we living in an alternate universe? You know, there's an episode of Star Trek. It got reused. The idea got reused in several of them. But the original Star Trek called Mirror, Mirror, where several members of the Enterprise went to an alternate universe where, well, everything was different. It was the Federation was evil, and, you know, Spock had a goatee and tortured people, and also everything was backwards. Does anyone feel like that today? You know, I remember when I was young, when we lived in New York City, 42nd Street, it was the seedy part of town. It was full of prostitutes and peep shows and all these disgusting, perverted little shows were there. It was a place to go. And then it got cleaned up. Well, except now those seedy little shops, they're putting them front and center. See, there's several, they call them LGBTQ rights groups, and a bunch of drag queens are getting support from the American Civil Liberties Union to file a lawsuit because Texas passed a law that prevents, quote, drag performers from engaging in sexually explicit displays in public. Are you kidding me? You're now saying the fact that there's a law that says you cannot have sexually explicit displays in public. Didn't say they couldn't perform. Didn't say they couldn't, act and drag, but they could not have sexually explicit displays in public. And they are suing under, guess what? Free speech. That it threatens, I love this one, the lives of drag queens and could potentially outlaw cheerleading in public. Now, again, I'm trying to figure out where some warped and twisted mind came up with this one. But let's start with the beginning. Free speech. Do you know you're not allowed to go out in public and flash your junk? The stereotype, right, of the guy in the trench coat wandering around and flashing people, that's a crime. In public, sexually explicit displays are a crime. You're not allowed to go out in public naked, and you're not allowed to have sexually explicit displays. Even if you're clothed, you're not allowed to have sexually explicit displays in public. But for some reason, because we attach the term drag queen to it, which is basically a sexualized adult male dressed up as a woman performing. This is an adult show. They want to do it in public. And when the state of Texas says, no, you don't get a special dispensation because you're a dude dressed up as a woman doing this. I understand. I guess there are some variations where women are drag as well, but let's face it. When you talk about drag, 99% of times you're talking about dudes dressed up as sexualized women, and you're saying you can't have explicit plays in public. That's not a free speech issue. There is limits to a person's freedom of speech, and that's when they harm others. See, the thing about being in public is not only will you encounter adults who think you are not appropriate, you're encountering children, young adults, children. And we've always recognized that as a society, it is our job to protect children. That's why the drag shows were always in those seedy little things, those seedy little theaters in the seedy parts of town, because it was only for adults. Now it's not, the same way with the little porn shows. Used to be it was limited to adults. Now everybody can get them. But to sue, think about what it takes to sue to have sexually explicit displays in public. But I'm trying to figure out how that outlaws cheerleading. Now, again, I don't follow cheerleading, at least not since I was a high schooler. So maybe cheerleading isn't what it used to be. But again, if cheerleading is sexually explicit displays in public, then yeah, maybe it should be removed from the public eye. But look at what these people are suing to allow. See, the law, which goes into effect on September 1st, bans sexually explicit performances in the presence of children or simulation of sexual acts in front of children. We used to call that pedophilia. You know, if you had a teacher that performed sexually explicit acts or showed themselves in front of their young students, that was pedophilia. They were the lowest of the low in prison. They were worse than, they were treated worse than cops, as I understand it. But now we have, including the vaunted American Civil Liberties Union, that says performing sex acts in front of children, simulated sex acts in front of children, is to be protected. What are we doing to our children? You know, I remember, again, women used to fight to not be treated as sex symbols. That's literally what we're doing to our children, is we're turning them into little sex objects. Here you are. We're going to teach you all of this stuff that your minds are not prepared for, your body's not prepared for, you're not ready for, but we want to expose it. And again, this has well, I guess part of it may be doing to indoctrinate, because people want to indoctrinate children. There is a group of people, a lot of them men, who like the idea of having sex with small children. We call them perverts. We call them pedophiles. And now what we're trying to do is normalize that type of behavior, if not in the actual act, in the grooming of children to be ready for that act. And to think that a law that says, listen, you can't do this, you can't do this stuff in public, in front of children. The fact that even the ACLU would file a lawsuit against to fight that tells us just how mad, how crazy our world has become. You know, I'm too old to remember to have been participated in stranger danger. But I remember being told, you know, you don't get into a car with strangers because they could hurt you. They could do things like, oh, I don't know, perform simulated sex acts in front of you. Don't do that. We have the scandal with the Catholic Church, where priests, in some cases, not only simulated acts, but actually engaged in those acts. And people were horrified. And now people are saying, oh, no, no, no. We have to allow these perverts the opportunity to shake their junk, to simulate sex acts in front of our children. In fact, we got to get our schools to teach our children how to do these by using books that show how everything works, that instruct children in different sex acts. We have gone mad. We've lost our mind. We've become a nation of perverts and pedophiles. And the rest of us, too many of us, the rest of us are not brave enough to stand up, to keep our heads when those around us are losing theirs. And because of that, how many generations are going to be scarred? They're going to be scarred. Their view of sex and intimacy will be destroyed by this early exposure to perversion. How many people's futures will be destroyed? They won't be able to have children. They won't be able to enjoy their sex lives because of hormones and surgeries and other mutilations. What are we doing to the rising generation? Because it doesn't appear that we're teaching them to be free. It's more like we're teaching them to be enslaved, I don't know, to their own lusts, their inflamed lusts, to not be enslaved to reason, but to be enslaved to perversion. What is that going to do to this country? Now, I have to take another break. But, you know, I hope you'll join me over at AmericaOutloud.news. I go there every day, and I check out the latest news and happenings. You can as well. But I hope you'll join me. See, I don't just read the news and the stories and the articles. I don't just listen to the podcast and watch the videos. I share them. I share them on my social media. I share them on friends and family. And I hope you will, too. See, it's by sharing this information that we all work together to secure the blessings of liberty.
With the rise of independent media, we are now AmericaOutloud.news. For the genius of the United States is not found in its executives or legislatures, nor its ambassadors, authors, colleges, or churches, nor even in its newspapers or inventors. The genius of the United States is we the people. AmericaOutloud.news. Liberty and justice for all.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. If you joined the Constitution study, today we're talking about it's a mad, 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 mad world. I don't know how many of you remember the movie. I think it was done back in 1963 by the title, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. It involved people who, if memory serves, they found about a treasure. There was a whole group of people, and they all decided they were going to get the treasure, but they wouldn't work together. It was a giant melee of trying to figure out the clues to get the treasure, and it was a comedy, and it was 1963, but it makes me wonder, are we doing something kind of the same way? in an attempt to win a fortune? Are we just going mad with, well, whatever we doing, whatever we can, whether it's rational, whether it's moral, whether it's legal, we just keep running because, well, we're chasing, as they say, the almighty dollar. For example, in Illinois, they passed a bill, it was SB 1909. It's called the Illinois Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act. Okay, sounds innocuous enough. The problem is, the law declared that pro-life speech that was used at pregnancy centers or people and other pro-life actors, that it was a deceptive business practice, at least according to the lawsuit filed by the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. Now, the law, which was signed back in July, states it bars so-called crisis pregnancy centers from using misinformation, deceptive practices, or misrepresentation in order to interfere with access to abortion services or emergency contraception. Now, that was a press release from Governor Pritzker when he signed it. But notice he says, so-called crisis pregnancy centers. I think, you know, the idea that someone has a pregnancy that they didn't expect, they're not prepared for, maybe they don't want. He's saying the people that offer help, they call it a crisis, but it's not. And the madness of the only solution to a crisis pregnancy is an abortion, is the killing of the innocent child in the womb, to me seems a little mad. But then again, when I see the reports about organizations like Planned Parenthood and their funding of different political organizations, maybe it's not as mad, as insane as it first sounds. I mean, let's face it. Mr. Pritzker is a member of the Democratic Party. They get a lot of donations from Planned Parenthood and others. So, is he just trying to get the money? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not in the man's head. But the idea that telling a woman, a pregnant woman, about options other than abortion is, what do you call it? Misinformation, deceptive practices, or misrepresentation. Why? Well, because it's competition. He says interfere with access to abortion services. No, what it is competition to abortion services. And he doesn't like it. Now, there is good news in this case at the moment, I should say. See, a federal court has put a temporary injunction against that law while the case is being heard. I mentioned the case, you know, National Institute of Family and Life Advocates versus Raul. So at the moment, the law is not enforced. But I just want you to think for a minute about the logic, the reason that says anything that gets in that is a competition to abortion services is inherently deceptive. That sounds like a mad world to me. Now, in another abortion case, this one, the madness is a little different. It's buried in there. See, Texas has several laws that prohibit a doctor from carrying out an abortion after 6 weeks gestation, except in medical emergencies. And recently, a district judge in Texas issued a temporary injunction blocking those laws from being effective. But there's a reason for it. See, doctors and other medical workers apparently believe the language isn't explicit enough. And they want them to, they've asked the court to define what qualifies as the medical exceptions under the law. See, that's where the madness comes in. See, how many of you remember when we were in school, we were taught about taxation without representation? That laws need to be made by the representatives of the people who, who actually have the sovereign power in a state. They choose their representatives, and they're the ones that pass the laws. But here you have a group asking the courts to basically effectively rewrite the law. Now, if those laws, I'm not an expert on these laws, if these laws are vague, And I mean truly vague, not I don't like that answer, therefore I'm calling it vague. I mean, if they're truly vague, then the court shouldn't simply define what they mean. It should say, listen, this law is it's vague. It makes it hard to follow. Therefore, we do not think it meets the requirements of the Texas Constitution when it comes to implementation. But here's the issue I run into, and this is where I see the madness. In the findings of the injunction, the court finds Texas Health and Safety Code sections 171, 206 through 211 to be unconstitutional under Article 1, Section 13 of the Texas Constitution. Okay, you know me, I like to go to the original sources, so guess what I did? I went and I looked up the Texas Constitution, and I looked for Article 1, Section 13, and this is what I find. Excessive bail should not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel or unusual punishment inflicted. All courts shall be open, and every person for an injury done him in this land, good person or reputation, shall have remedy due course of law. I'm trying to figure out how a law that a judge believes is too vague in some of its definitions is certainly not excessive bail. How can it be an excessive? It's not the excessive fine, because I'm not saying the fine is the problem. Is it cruel and unusual punishment inflicted? To me, this is madness. Right? Now, again, maybe there is a statutory problem with the law. I'm not saying there isn't. But what we have here is a judge trying to basically using the Constitution of the state of Texas apparently to support a position rather than applying the Constitution to the law, right? In other words, rather than saying, well, the law says this, the Constitution says that, I have to apply the Constitution to the law to see if it follows. No, we have what appears to be, I have a law here. I'm not sure if they don't like it. I'm not sure what the issue is, but to claim what, that it's an excessive fine or cruel and unusual punishment? I don't know, because a quick search through the judge's injunction order doesn't list the phrase excess or cruel. So I don't know how they say it violates Article 1, Section 13, because they don't actually say how. And of course, this drives me mad because, well, if the law doesn't mean what it says it means, how does it mean anything at all? And so, again, this is the type of stuff that drives me a little crazy, a little mad. Now, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, has appealed the judge's injunction. And what's interesting is the part of Texas law that says once an appeal is made, it instantly freezes the decision in question. So in other words, rather than having to ask for a stay of the appeal under Texas law, I don't know if it's part of the Constitution or if it's a legal framework, but it basically says once Mr. Paxton appealed that judge's temporary injunction, that injunction is put on hold until the appeal is heard. That's different from a lot of other places. So again, a little bit of madness, but, does anyone else find it interesting that we have judges that are supposed to be offering the opinion for their order? This is why, and they can't come up with anything better than, well, it violates this clause of the Constitution, or this section of the Constitution. I'm not going to tell you which clause of that section of the Constitution it violates. I just claim that it violates, and I get to rule because I'm a judge. Now, one more piece of at least madness in my mind, and it comes back to, well, one of the questions I hear a lot has to deal with term limits and the desire to term limit members of Congress. We already term limited the president. Some people want to term limit the Supreme Court. One of the things that's been coming up recently is actually not term limits, but age limits. See, there's a minimum age to hold office in the Senate. You have to be 30 years old to be a U.S. senator. There's no top bar on that. And again, in the last few years, we've seen some Well, pretty interesting examples of age leading to infirmity. Sure, you've got President Joe Biden, who is showing obvious signs of cognitive deficit, yet nobody seems to be worried about that. Or I should say, nobody in his cabinet or his vice president are worried about that. 25th Amendment. You even see Mitch McConnell, right? He seemed to have a brain freeze. He's in the middle of a press conference. He just stalls. And again, very old people. We had Nancy Pelosi was very old when she stepped down from speaker. People are starting to question the age. And again, to me, the question is less the age of an individual, but their skills, their competence. It's not because I'll always remember the debate line from Ronald Reagan when he was asked about his age. And he says, I will not make age an issue in this election. I will not campaign on the youth and inexperience of my opponent. And when he even had his opponent, Mondale, laughing at that. When you can make your opponent laugh, when they're trying to make it look like you're too old, and you're saying, no, you're just too young, and I'm not going to play on it. It's not the age. It's the competence, which is why I was disheartened, if not thoroughly surprised, when Pennsylvania elected a stroke victim with a cognitive deficit to be their senator. Okay. But listen to this one. So Dianne Feinstein, she's had some medical conditions recently. She spent time in the hospital. She's had some apparent cognitive failures in the Senate where, she was called on to vote, and rather than vote, she started started a speech and had to be reminded multiple times by her staff that all she has to do is say yay. And, if you live in California, if you're a citizen of California, that should make you nervous that who is representing you, because can it really be Ms. Feinstein? But this is the part that seems to be a bit mad, but this is the part that really got me going. Ms. Dianne Feinstein, has given her daughter power of attorney for overseeing her legal affairs related to her late husband's estate. This is being reported by the New York Times. And of course, everyone's saying, oh, see, she's turning over power of attorney to her daughter, but she's not stepping down as a senator. Now, listen, there are several senators that believe she's not all there. New York Rep. Richie Torres, another Democrat, said she's a shadow of her former self. There are others that believe that she can no longer fulfill her duties. That's, in this case, California Representative Ro Khanna. There are people that are concerned with her and concerned with her ability to do her job. But listen to the madness. So again, I was an executor for an estate, and I could easily see a situation where, not because of a lack of ability, but just a question of time. There's a lot of reasons why turning over the affairs of an estate of a loved one, you might turn over to somebody else to offload work. But it's been turned into, she can't run her own affairs, but she's running the country's affairs. I'm sorry, that's just as mad as anything else. And for all the Republicans that are promoting this idea, I suggest you stop and look at the details. The details is all, this may change, but so far, the only thing I've seen is, listen, taking care of your dad's estate, at least I'm assuming, Catherine is the daughter, not just of Dianne Feinstein, but her late husband. I'm going to let you do that. That's different from saying, listen, she's not even capable of running her own life. Why is she making decisions for California in the Senate? So that's its own little set of madness. It's one of the reasons why I say you want to get your information from the horse's mouth, not the other end, because I think too often we're sucking off of horse exhaust. But these are all examples of just what I see as madness, a complete detachment from reality, a detachment from morality. A detachment from a standard that we all used to agree to. Now, we didn't agree in everything, but we used to agree that, you know what, we need to protect children from being sexualized, from being introduced to things they're not, their minds and bodies are not prepared for. And it was the role not only of the parents, but of society to help do that. There were things you just didn't do. It used to be that, you know, we believed that life was sacred. And the only reason to take life had to deal with due process. You could not be deprived of life without due process of law, which meant that you had to be shown to be a danger to somebody else. Your rights had to be protected. But that's out the window. It's been out of the window since the 1970s. It was starting to come back, but it's still not there. So we've seemed to become detached from reality. And what we're seeing is all of these different agendas collide. And I think that's what reminded me of the movie, the madness of all these people going for their fortune, going for their goals, just colliding with each other in a mad rush for whatever it is they were looking for. Which brings me back to Mr. Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, well then, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Well, that is unless you're a woman, then you'll be a woman. Now, I hope you'll come back and join us for the Constitution Study every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio, heard on the iHeartRadio Network. If you can't listen then, all the episodes go to podcast generally a day or two after they're heard on the radio. Listen on your favorite podcast app, but do me a favor, subscribe to the show. Leave us a rating and review. It helps other people find the Constitution Study as well. Find all the links you need at AmericaOutLoud.news, but please share the links, share the information, share the data, the episodes, because by doing so, you're helping to share the blessings of liberty.